Yeah, we'll check out Ralph and Norton in just a second. Let me clear one of these lines so you can get through, and we'll try to handle as many people as we possibly can. Yeah, go ahead. You made it. What's cooking?
Hey, Grace.
Yes?
What do you think about Joe Gibbs retiring, bud?
Well, I guess if he wants to spend more time with his family, that's good. I hope he's got all the money he needs and he can relax and enjoy the rest of his life. Because sometimes people work so hard and they get a heart attack, and that's how they said they retire, and 1 year later they're on a slam. So maybe Joe's picked the right time to retire. He's leaving at the height of his popularity. And he'll go quietly into the mist.
That's right. You know, hey, a lot of guys give him a hard time about the race car driving and the NASCAR and all that. You're exactly right, man. You hit it right on the nose.
Maybe he should do the NASCAR for a while. He can devote his time to that, relax. That's something, a little part-time pursuit.
Yeah.
I think Joe Gibbs, what the heck? And Richie Pettibone's going to take over, huh?
That's a good man.
Yeah, Richie Pettibone is a good man, so that'll be wild.
Yeah.
I wonder what changes he'll make.
Well, hey, he ran a defense, like,
you know,
little machine.
Surgeons like to cut, managers like to manage, and coaches like to coach. So I wonder what changes. What do you think this means for Mark Rippon? What do you think this means for some of the old guard?
Some of the old guards, I think they're maybe on their, not, I wouldn't say their last leg, but
I think what's going to happen is the biggest change with Richie in charge is going to be a change in the menu at Redskin Park. I think Mallow Mars will be mandatory at all meals. But I'm sure Richie will probably cut back down on the chow. They say when the team's in season, all they do is order in peaches and junk food and relax at night and look at the film. So maybe they'll change to a more healthy diet. But anyway, I got more things on my mind. We'll have. Lord knows we'll have time to talk football later on. But right now, I'm talking Hollywood. I mean, think about it. They're bringing back a lot of the shows. The Untouchables is back, done over with an all-new cast. Beverly Hillbillies, they're filming that right now with an all-new cast. What happens if they brought back the Honeymooners and Ralph and Norton decided they were going to live an alternate lifestyle?
What's with the application?
Easiest money we ever saw, Norton. An application for an underwear tester.
What are you talking about? Like, blast effects or what?
No, Norton. Fruit of the Loom Company. Got a bunch of guys around the country. They wear the underwear, they fill out the forms, and then they tell how they like it. Easiest money you ever made. Gotta wear underwear, don't you?
Well, I guess. Of course, some of the guys down in the sewer, they don't bother. You know, they figured it, they're already there at the end boys, so why bother with it?
Will you shut up?
All right, Ralph, take it easy.
I figure I wear this underwear, I send it in there, and I make $1 million.
All right, Ralph, maybe I can get on this too, huh? Take Alice and Trixie to Europe or something?
Europe's just the beginning, Norton.
Hey, Ralph, I smell a little something funny. Ralph, there's smoke coming out of the bathroom.
Oh, Norton, I just took a massive in and I thought everything was SPDs, but... Ralph! Ed! Did you guys set the bathroom on fire with an unsavory match? We gotta be out of here! We're dead! We're history! We're over! Relax, Ralph. We'll just take some of these nasty underwear you've been testing, grab the bottom, and jump out the window, and use them as a parachute. Alice, you're the greatest!
The Greaseman Show.
Well, that's a thought. I mean, if they did come back, you never know. Of course, I'd hate to think if they start doing that, to see, remember, my three sons, suppose that comes back. Man, the computer nuts. The computer. They'll be programming all kinds of things. My God. All right, let's go to the blower, see who's parking. Hi there, it's Grease. What's going on?
Grease man.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, we're working out of a garage, building a race car.
Yay, neat.
Yeah, trying to get it ready, but we're kind of worried about the new emission laws and stuff that are coming out.
Yeah, I tell you, I just can't get anything done anymore. New emission laws, restrictions. God. The old days, you could just have straight pipes out the back of a car, but those days are gone, aren't they? Huh? In the old days, I'm telling you. I wish you could have grown up when I did. We had cars like this. That's glass packs. You hear that? Listen to that. Listen to that. That's power, man. That's power. I mean, we're talking deep-throated. You going to be able to do that or what?
I hope so.
Nowadays, your catalytic converters.
Yeah, we threw it out.
No, yank that at it. Well, no, don't violate any law. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
You betcha.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you made it through. It's Grease. What's going on tonight? Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lou. Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie. Hey, Lottie, Lottie, Lou.
Come on, Grease.
Hey, how you doing?
Grease, you hear me?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Hey, man, you're making me lose weight on this long-distance line, man.
That's all right. What can I do for you?
Look, I'm from Frederick, Maryland. Man, the drive to work is just not the same, Grease.
Well, that's all right. Now, I don't want to hear any whining. I'm on at 90.
Oh,
you got
I'm not
me.
Whining, man.
I'm still here. There's still laughter and good cheer. But thanks for sticking with me.
Hey, listen, Grease, I'm going to stick with you now. Take it easy.
All right, buddy. You too. I appreciate that. Stick with me, and we will laugh and love